Greetings, my peeps, and welcome to the All Things Basketball Podcast with your boy GD. In this special episode, guys, I was at the Commissioner Cup. I'm a little disappointed there, but the news came across on my phone. Mikal Bridges to the New York Knicks in a trade. So I'll talk about that. It'll be a quick episode, but I have to get into it. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Okay, guys, it's your boy GD back with the All Things Basketball. All Things Basketball with GD podcast. I'm so excited. Can't even get it out. But, guys, as I said in the opener, I just got home from the Commissioner's Cup watching the Liberty play. Actually, they didn't play in Barclay. They played in UBS Arena. So the Liberty fans had to migrate from Brooklyn to Elmont, which is the earlier part of Long Island. And there we watched the game, and unfortunately the Liberty lost. So what can you do? I'll report on that later. But as I was heading towards the train, I look at my phone. I see this Woj bomb. And I saw a picture of Mikal Bridges. I was like, okay, so I guess the Nets are moving him. Then I saw it was to the Knicks. I was like, are you kidding? So let's talk about the terms of the deal, guys. So the Nets, and what I didn't think would ever happen, I'm a person who says that the owner, Josai, he would rather walk across glass across the Brooklyn Bridge before he trades a Nets player to the Knicks. But I guess for this haul, he had to do it. So Mikal Bridges going to the New York Knicks along with a second round 2026 pick from the Nets. But this is what the Knicks give up. Bojan Bogdanovic, who they got from Detroit in the midseason trade, a guy who was averaging 20 over there for Detroit, but when he got to New York, he played a different role where he's coming off the bench. So he averaged 10 points, so half his average he got. So we're sitting him, and he's on an expiring contract, actually, guys, $19 million. And the Knicks also send four unprotected first-round picks for the following years, 2025, 2027, 2029, and 2031. So that's four unprotected there. Wait, there's more. One first-round protected pick for 2025, and that's actually a pick that belongs to the Milwaukee Bucks. So that's another pick that you're dealing with. Then there's a 2028 unprotected pick swap that they'll do with the Brooklyn Nets. So you have to see what the records are and so forth. And that's in 2028, and then a 2025 second round pick. So all in all, it's looking like seven picks that you gave. Four unprotected firsts, a protected first, and then a pick swap, which, you know, that could swap the evil way. So I guess it's probably six in reality, along with the second round. So all of that plus Bogdanovic for Mikal Bridges, who, oh, by the way, he's making over $23 million next year and just a shade under $25 million following year. And Mikal Bridges, this is what he did with the Nets. When he got traded, remember he came in a trade for KD. In those 27 games, he played the shooting guard position, averaging over 26 points per game, 4.5 rebounds, and a bit under 3 assists. He shot it well, 47.5% from the field, 37.6 from 3, and nearly close to 90% from the free throw line. So that was outstanding. The following season, which was last season, 2023 and 24, they shifted him to small forward. And they did that to give room for guys like Cam Thomas. So he played all 82 games. He's not going to miss a lot of games, guys. He's been very healthy throughout his career. So with him as the focal point, he averaged 19.6 points per game. He still had the 4.5 rebounds. He had more assists, 3.6. Field goal shooting was bad because he was the focal point, so teams were looking to stop him. 43.6% from the field, 37.2 from three, and then he dropped 8% from the free throw line at 81.4. So there you have it as far as his numbers. What does this mean for the New York Knicks? This means now, I don't know if you guys are aware, but OG Anunoby, he opted out. So now he's a unrestricted free agent. All signs are pointing to him wanting, from what I hear, $35 million a year. That's a lot of bread. That's a lot of bread, guys. But, and when he was in there, he was golden, guys. But, you know, he does have an injury-riddled history. Make no mistake about it. So, I guess the Knicks, in their mind, they say, you know what? Instead of having this guy holding us over a barrel, maybe we can make this here move. So, in comes Mikal Bridges. And this is similar to, I think for the Knicks, this type of deal was available for a Donovan Mitchell, they would have made it. But remember, Danny Ainge, he got greedy. So he wanted more than 4 first round unprotected pick. Plus, he wanted players. So I think this is the type of deal that the Knicks would have loved to do to get a Donovan Mitchell, but that didn't come to fruition. Enter Mikal Bridges, someone who they need, a two-way player, somebody who could get his offense. Yeah, I like it. I like the move. I think, you know, familiarity matters, culture matters, and he brings all that to the table, guys. He has a rapport with Jalen Brunson, with Josh Hart, with Dante DiVincenzo. So you have that chemistry there, obviously, from their Villanova days. So that's a plus. And this is a guy who Tom Thibodeau will fall in love with. The way he defends, the way he gets up in there. So I think it's a no-brainer in that regard. I think Josh Hart will be your kind of Ginsu Knight, you know, jack of all trades. So he could come in, he could spell the 2, he could spell the 3, he could spell the 4 position as well. So I think that will still be Josh Hart. That'll be his calling card. So I'm looking at, if form holds and the Knicks don't do anything else, I'm looking at a lineup of Brunson, DiVincenzo, I think he earned it. Also, Mikal Bridges, Julius Randle, and I think the Knicks are leaning toward Hartenstein, Isaiah Hartenstein, over a Mitchell Robinson. I think that's their leaning later. But I think that's the way it's shaking out, guys. And that's a solid squad. That is a solid squad. You're bringing a heart off the bench. You still have Deuce McBride. I know people are clamoring for a backup point guard to spell Brunson. I think Deuce can be that backup, but what do I know? But yeah, so, you know, this move, I think Leon Rose did the prudent thing here. I don't think he was going fishing for Devin Booker. I don't think he was going fishing for a Paul George. I don't think that was in the cards for the Knicks. So they did the next best thing. You bring in a guy who can fit right into the system, a guy who you could plug in. You could put him in multiple spots. You know, if something were to happen to DiVincenzo, he could slide to the two guard. And then possibly you move up a Josh Hart. So this gives the Knicks a lot of flexibility, I think. And, you know, it is funny because Jalen Brunson had a sit-down interview with Taylor Rooks. If you guys get a chance, watch that interview. It's well worth it. Anyhow, in that interview, actually, Mikal Bridges said something slick to Brunson, and he made us suicide joke about, well, at least I'm not a Brooklyn Net, which in hindsight now is pretty funny now that Mikal has been traded to the Knicks. So definitely kudos all around. Great job, Leon Rose. I know people are going to scream, oh, but you're giving up so many draft picks. Listen, man, draft picks, I understand they're like this commodity these days, but the Knicks still have other people's draft picks. So even if they gave up their four, they're still straight because they got picks from other teams. So when you get a chance to get a guy like this that you can add to your team, a guy who can fit in seamlessly, I think, you do it, no questions asked. So I applaud the Knicks for doing this. Who was out there that you was going to bring in? Paul George? I don't think Paul George was coming here. Jimmy Butler? So I heard somebody talk about Jimmy Butler. Pat Riley would rather buy a suit off the rack before he makes a deal with the New York Knicks. That's what I'm telling you. So Jimmy Butler, he ain't coming here, guy. Joel Embiid, no, I don't see that either. So this is the deal you make, and you're good to go. So this puts you right in the conversation underneath a Boston Celtics. Milwaukee, I'm still not convinced with Milwaukee. I know people say, oh, maybe you hold out for Giannis. You don't know what's going to happen over there with Giannis and with Dame and all that. So the Knicks did the right thing in doing this move. That's how I feel. But this was of supreme importance for me to jump on and give a little take on that. So, yeah, so I am a happy Knicks fan today. I think we've definitely gotten better, that's for sure. And look, you know, when all is said and done, you want a chance at the championship. Julius Randle, he went on Melo's podcast. The guy sounds hungry, man. And he sounds like, you know, he was so distraught over the fact that the Knicks were making their run in the playoffs without him. He wanted to be part of it. So I think he's going to come back with a hunger. I think he's going to come back and fit in with what's there. And I just see good things happening in New York. So when you wake up tomorrow morning, Knicks fans, you should be happy with this deal here. you gave up draft capital, fine. And we have a draft that's going on tomorrow, well, Wednesday. So a draft that there's no real buzz about. If you have these kind of drafts coming down the pike, giving up draft capital like this don't hurt you all that much. So especially if the long-term goal is to get the chip. And I think bringing in a Mikal Bridges gives you one step closer to getting a chip. That's the way I feel. All right, guys. So that's it for me. All things basketball with GD.com is the website. You can find me there. All my buttons are there to support the show. I went to the Commissioner's Cup tonight. I got some content there. So, yeah, so support the show, guys. I got a Spotify button on my website, PayPal button on my website, also buy me a coffee button on the website, and my Cash App, GD That Sports Dude, $ GD That Sports Dude. That's how you support the show, guys. I'm on YouTube as well. You can find me there. Podcast platforms, I'm on all of those. Apple, leave a review. YouTube, like the video. Please like the video on YouTube and give a review on Apple. I'm on social media all over the place. IG is where I really do all my interactions and so forth. And Facebook, I'm there. TikTok, I set up my videos and all that. And then Twitter and X. Anyway. All right, so that's it for me. I thank you for listening as always. We'll talk soon. Right now, WNBA is in full effect, so we'll be talking about that. They got an all-star game coming up, which I'll be going to. I'll break down the Commissioner's Cup. I'll break down the draft, you know, as best as I can with the draft. And, of course, free agency and summer league and all that kind of stuff is coming up. All right, guys, so thank you for listening. As always, we'll talk soon. Take care.